mantra from Aitareya Upanishad. It is talking about Aho Ratran Sandadami. May I think about day and night, about the positive things. The goal of my life, not one-off, once a week, day and Aho Ratran Sandadami. Shrutam me ma prahasi. Whatever good things I hear, may they never leave me. They remain with me. That is the message of the Shanti Mantra from Aitareya Upanishad. We are covering the dimensions of Karma Yoga. Not just busy in life is not Karma Yoga. Not working for employer as a bonded labor, long hours is not Karma Yoga. And investing time for only for the family, taking children for your tuitions and looking after your family is not Karma Yoga. Building up your wealth portfolio is not Karma Yoga. Karma Yoga, it is much beyond that one. Karma Yoga, it is talking about Sri Krishna says, Kim Karma Kima Karmeti Kavayo Pyatra Mohitaham Tatte Karma Pravakshyami. Sri Krishna says, what is Karma Yoga? What is not Karma Yoga? Even the illumined people also sometimes they get confused. What to do in our life? What not to do? It is not, they get confused. The working according to your swabhava, when you are working according to your swabhava, best in you comes out. Contrary to that one, when you are doing, then best in you never will come out. Now people say, I am getting $300,000 salary, $400,000 salary. So my drive behind my action is the money. When the money is driver, so it is not Karma Yoga. The Karma Yoga, something money is driving. They are paying me $1 million. So I am doing contrary to my own swabhava. It is not according to my nature, but money is the driver. When the money, external factor is not the driver, when you are doing as a passion, what is that? When you are doing, the Karma Yoga manifests. Most of us, we think investing time for children or family is Karma Yoga. It is not Karma Yoga. It is mistaken. You have to, so many people in the past, millions of people, billions of people were millionaires, and in the past, nobody recognizes that one. They were doing with ulterior motive. You do action according to your swabhava, best in you comes out. That type of action liberates you, sets you free. Other type of action, it makes you helpless in your life. Karma Yoga, it is talked about freedom in action, not freedom from action. Running away is not Karma Yoga. Avoidance is not Karma Yoga. Whatever you do, I have a freedom. You should have a freedom in your action. That is called as Karma Yoga. Freedom in action is Karma Yoga. Yukta karma, karma pale tektva shantim apnoti naishtikim. Ayukta kama karena pale sakto nibadhyate. Sri Krishna says, yukta, a yogi. Yogi is the one gives up the attachment for the outcome. He does or she does for according to the passion that shanti mapnoti, that person revels in peace, joy in life. Ayukta, the not an integrated person, does the action only for a reward, my salary, my bonus, my end of year bonus. That person nibadnanti, they person get bound in life. The Karma Yoga, what to do, what not to do. In Ramayana, last week I touched upon a story, and in Kishkindha Kanda, all monkeys, they came up to the seashore, Lanka. They wanted to go that side. Sampati already had said, I can see Sita is there in Ashokavana. Now the challenge is, who will bell the cat? This ocean, who will leap? Every monkey, one after another, they were talking about, I can leap 10 yojana, I can leap 20 yojana. And Jambavan said, had I been in my young age, I could have done that one. And in Vamanavatara, I went around the whole globe 7 times. I was so energetic. And Angada said, I have a capacity, I can leap 100 yojana. But problem is, I can't come back. I don't have. Everyone told their capacity. When everyone exhausted talking about, Hanuman said, my strength is unbound. I will accomplish the task. And he took up the challenge. Had Hanuman declared himself at the beginning and leapt across, after finishing the job, other monkeys also would have said, we also could have done. And we also could have done. It is easy to say, oh, what is there? I can also do. Hanuman wanted others to say what were their capacity. When he heard, so my strength has no limits. He accomplished the task. He accomplished the task. And when he went and Sita, he discovered Sita in Ashokavana. And Sita says, somehow you managed to come. It is a great fortune that I saw you. You have brought me a lot of joy in my life. Somehow you have come. Now I am worried. How about Rama, Lakshmana, along with other monkeys, how they can come? I am totally worried. And Hanuman said, why worry, Devi? I am no monkey in Sugriva's camp. He is inferior to me in strength. I am the bottommost. Everyone has a higher strength. When the Sugriva won't send the topmost as a messenger, he sent the bottommost. When I can come, and about others can easily come. He infused the confidence. Hanuman, what he is talking about, it's a karma. Karma yoga. At the beginning, not to be boasting. I can do. He wanted to see what are the strength. A karma yogi is not a loose talker. Very, not a social person. Every party goes. No, that I don't want to squander my energy. Just observing. When time comes, Hanuman said, yes, I will do. In front of Sita, to infuse the karma yoga, he did not say that I am the best, I will do. He said, so many people are there. He inspired confidence in others. Karma yogi is the one infuses confidence in others' life. Hanuman's life and the karma yoga. Karma yoga says, why we are getting stressed, anxiety, because we do not know our own strength. We to impress others, we took on so much of commitment. I will do. My life is spent on impressing others. Understand your own ability, your own swabhava. Do the things according to your nature. You need not have to do everything. Do whatever you are good at. Skill in action is yoga. You have to skill in action. The foundation of yoga, yama and niyama. Yama and Niyama, to get the strength, to garner the strength, Yama and Niyama are important. They put the fence, they are for fencing, protecting us. Yama helps us putting the fence around us so that others are not of a bother to me. Others cannot come into my house, intrude into my house and disturb my peace. Yama helps in, principles of Yama helps in putting a fence around you, and so that you have a right to admit whom to accept. And principles of Niyama puts a fence around the society so that you won't be a nuisance to others. You won't be nuisance to others, and Yama, others won't be nuisance to you. The principles of yoga, the yoga that Yama and Niyama, by having the proper fence around our cells, the karma yoga, we can accomplish great things. Otherwise, we will be dissipating our energy and unnecessary things. And yesterday, that Nagendra, he was said, he went to temple, so much of drum, the whole, that it disturbed his sleep. That sound, too much of socializing disturbs your thinking. Sleep disturbs, your sadhana disturbs. Minimize the contact that wherever disturbs. In the weekend party, come the weekend, people go on party binge up to 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning. Next day is ruined. Yama and principles of Yama and Niyama helps in garnering the energy, conserving the energy. We are all on a shelf life. We have a shelf life. We have the choice whether your shelf life you squander in trivial things or accomplish great things in your life. The Yama and Niyama helps you to conserve your energy so that in your given shelf life, you accomplish great things in your life. Great things in your life, the Yama and Niyama are a must, are the foundation of yoga sadhana. Yama and Niyama. Yama means Yamayati. Yamayati means discipline, outer discipline. Discipline dealing with outer world. Niyama means discipline for yourself. You must have a discipline for yourself. Without a discipline, you can't live. You, like if you are saying, every morning I will get up at 5 o'clock. Yes, you have to do. Come winter, come summer, you have to do. Not casual, take your life as granted. Not that way. Very disciplined. That person alone can achieve great things in life. Lie down on your...